Thank you for tuning in today's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Father Scott Woods, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Saturday, November 5th, 2022, the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Father Scott.
I drove yesterday afternoon to Bowling Green so that I could cast my vote for Election Day. Maybe you've already done that too. Don't forget to do it. It's a moral responsibility that we all have, and to make sure that our consciences are well formed before we do it. Anyway, as I was driving down Worcester Street and cringing because I'm a UT grad, you know, and so God has a sick sense of humor that I have to vote in Bowling Green, you know. Anyway, I'm going along and I'm at the red light and there were students crossing the street on Friday afternoon. A young woman looking at her phone as she walked across the street, an act of faith that we were all going to stop. There was another woman walking with great purpose across the street, maybe glad that classes were over and heading back to her apartment, or maybe heading to an appointment she had or to work. And as they walked, I thought to myself, I'm old. That was a long time ago when I was in college already. And then I thought, I wouldn't want to go through that again. I was thinking about they're busy with a noble purpose. They've got a passion that they're there for at BGSU. And I was thinking about, I hope that they also know their vocation as they know their passion. You know, in years past, sisters and brothers, a few decades back, maybe about the time that this church was founded, this parish was founded in 1962, 60 years ago this year, a kind woman might walk up to a young man serving at Mass and say, "You have a vocation." And of course, what did she mean? He should become a... Or that kind woman might walk up to the young lady who's always at Mass every week and diligently praying her rosary before Mass and say, "I think you have a vocation." And that meant she was meant to become a... Exactly. And we've come to understand, of course, that I'm not holier than you because I wear this. I'm no more special than you, in fact. I am just like you, except I am privileged to have a special role in this community. Because from the baptismal priesthood, which we're all part of, I've been called to the ministerial priesthood. But usually we cover this up during Mass, so it's not seen. And we wear the baptismal garment, the alb, stressing that service comes from baptism, which is common to all of us. It's not that only those who received holy orders have a vocation, or those who made a solemn profession to live a religious life made a vocation, special vocations as they are. But when I meet with married couples preparing for marriage, we talk in the second session about Catholic vocabulary, vocation, sacrament, covenant, and consent, all critical to the sacrament of matrimony. And we think about how vocation, as I wrote in the bulletin, I think, it was a week and a half ago that I wrote it, so I don't remember, but the word comes from the Latin verb vocare, meaning to call. And that call, of course, is from God, right? And in marriage, since a sacrament is an outward sign instituted by Christ to give grace, when husband and wife live the life of faithfulness and mercy, forgiving one another when they tick each other off, remaining faithful to each other in a society that does not often value fidelity, they become an outward sign to the world of the reality of God. A God who is beyond human expression, but has nonetheless revealed himself to us most perfectly in Jesus the Christ. And they show that God is faithful and merciful. I think that's a pretty high calling, don't you? That two people are called by God to reveal to others the faithfulness and mercy of God. You know, in a moment, when I pray the words of institution, the words of Jesus, take this all of you and eat of it. Take this all of you and drink of it. This is my body. This is the blood of the new and eternal covenant. We say that I'm acting in persona Christi capitis, in the person of Christ, the head of the body, which is the church, right? I don't function in persona Christi all the time. It's in the reconciliation room when I say, I absolve you of your sins. And that was not a blanket absolution right then, okay? I was waiting for sinners tonight and no one came. Anyway, Advent's coming, so I'll be seeing a few of you, I think. But in that moment, and at the altar and the celebration of the Eucharist, I function in the person of Christ, sinner that I am, unworthy as I am. But that married couple that has to extend faithfulness and mercy all the time, who's a parent to children, we could argue, has the responsibility of functioning in the person of Christ all the time. When that child gets sick in the middle of the night, they have to put the needs of the child before their own. That's Christ-like. And so this week, the church invites us to celebrate vocation in the broadest sense of the word, remembering that we all have a call from God. In the waters of baptism, he called us by name. He knows us well. He knows what we're afraid of, and he knows what gives us joy. That's why I put in the bulletin my favorite definition of vocation from a Presbyterian minister who just died, Frederick Buchner, that our vocation is where the heart's deep gladness meets the world's deep need. Isn't that beautiful? That God does not call us to be miserable. And you're saying, well, why did I get married then? No, that's not right. God knows us. He made us in his image and likeness. He puts a vocation deep within us that will fulfill us as much as possible on this earth, knowing that we'll never be fully fulfilled here until we make our way to the joy of heaven. Now, misery might come with the vocation. It happened there too. But he calls us to live our lives joyfully. That's what Pope Francis keeps stressing, that you and I, who have heard the gospel, who have had a life-changing encounter with Christ, are the people who have the greatest reason to be joyful in the world. Because in the midst of the misery and the suffering and the doubting, we have reason to hope. We have reason to persevere. We need priests. We need religious. But you know what? We don't just have a crisis of priesthood or religious life. We have a crisis of vocation in general. When you look at the statistics, how many weddings used to be celebrated here or at All Saints or every other parish? It's a cultural thing, a societal thing. People aren't into commitment. And what is vocation? Committing ourselves to what God has invited us to be about. To come to know that deep joy he has placed within us. And, because it's not all about us, to then look around us and say, what is the need before our very eyes? And how do those two things line up? And in responding to that, sisters and brothers, we are being Christ for others. God is moving us to be the presence of his life-giving Son in a broken world. So, we all have an opportunity this week. Regardless of how old we are, or our state in life, or how young we are, to ask, what is God asking of me? Because even when we retire from a job, there's still a vocation. They aren't the same. So what is God asking? What is the deep joy that drives you? Maybe you've forgotten what makes you joyful. And there's an invitation from the Lord to trust in Him, just as the mother and her seven sons who endured death because they knew the Lord was faithful. And then to look around and say, gosh, there's a lot of need. I can't do it all. But how is the Lord asking me to take that Spirit He has poured into me and place it at the service of the world as Jesus did to the point of death on a cross? So we'll encourage young people this week to listen to God in their lives. He's calling people to be priests. We don't have a shortage because He's not calling. We have a shortage because as a community, we're not encouraging it. God's calling people to be religious. But we're not focusing on that. It's all about us. God's calling people to the life of marriage. But often it's all about me. This week, He invites all of us to ask what gives me joy, which is from Him. What is the need? And to look around and call the very best that He's placed in each one of us out of one another. And in doing that, we will give glory to Him.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wabash, Ohio. Make sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the Scriptures and helps bring Scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday at 6 p.m. and Wednesday through Friday at 7:30 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.